Today's gospel describes a newlywed couple who got a lucky break. Even though we've never met them personally, but as St. John tells us, the wine ran out at their wedding reception. Now in that time, that was a very embarrassing social disaster. Imagine a wedding today where the food runs out while half of the people in the reception hall are still in line to get their roast beef and lasagna. And Mary noticed all that and realized her son could do something about it and informs him of the situation. Jesus at first appears reluctant and says so. But Mary, and we remember that she is a mom, isn't going to quit that easily. Picture the waiters coming up to Jesus and saying to him, "Sir, your mother is aware of the wine problem, and she said that we should do whatever you tell us to do. So here we are." We don't know if the groom was aware of the problem or not. It doesn't seem as though he was, and his bride probably wasn't either. Chances are, nobody wanted to tell them and let them know the embarrassing bad news until absolutely necessary. So the couple got a lucky break, except that it wasn't a lucky break at all. It kind of reminds us of the line from the thriller movie years ago called Signs, where it says, "What if there were no coincidences?" And it wasn't a coincidence that suddenly there was more wine, or this wine was superior to that had been served. No, this was God making a good thing happen for people with a bit of involvement from a wonderful person who also cared, namely Mary. How much of our life do you think may be like exactly like that? I think that when we get to heaven, we may be blown away by seeing how many lucky breaks in our lives weren't really lucky breaks. They weren't lucky breaks at all. They were the result of God caring and providing for us behind the scenes, perhaps with the involvement of somebody praying for us. God love you.